Jonas Gwangwa first gained prominence in the 1950s with the Jazz Epistles. In the 1960s, he started being noticed overseas, and in 1965 played in the Sound of Africa concert at Carnegie Hall. Despite his international fame, he was not liked by the apartheid government and went into exile in the 1970s. Upon his return, he formed the band Umbongo. Prince Lengoasa was a member.
With him coming back from exile, he didn't have a working band per se. So we became his accompanying band for a number of years. So from the 90s, I worked with him off and on until his death.
What is it that he most remembers about Gwangwa?
His humility, for me, is the one thing that really touched my heart. And he's also his sense of humor and, you know, use of language. But I think more than anything, as a teacher and somebody who was not selfish with his knowledge, he freely gave of what he knew and wanted other generations to pick up. But also, his love for family is one of the things that I think stands out for me as an important part that he gave to his community, but he also loved his family that much. And for me, it feels like losing a parent. I was saying to my wife and my mother-in-law, I don't remember crying this much when my dad passed.
Lengoasa's favorite song of Gwangwa's is Flowers of the Nation.
Just standing next to him, playing that tune, was always like a moment to behold. And hearing his soloing over those changes was always like, just a moment to savor and enjoy.
Lengoasa says Gwangwa hadn't played for 2 years following surgery, and a tribute concert was planned for him last year but had to be cancelled due to COVID-19 regulations. Gwangwa's wife died of the virus less than a month ago. No details of the cause of Gwangwa's death have been released. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.